Financial markets hate surprises, and the Trump upset sent banks, treasury ministers, and big corporate executives scrambling. The markets responded wildly overnight to results as they came in, but eventually they leveled off. At one point, the S&P halted trading after a 5% decline. Dow futures were down over 800 points, and the Nasdaq down 5% also halted off-hours trading for a time. Eric Platt is the U.S. capital markets correspondent for the Financial Times. Eric, welcome to The Takeaway.
Great. Thanks for having me.
This is a Brexit redux, I think, from a financial perspective, right?
Completely. I mean, when you if you look at the charts heading in 7 days before each, markets rallied expecting kind of the status quo to continue for the UK to remain in the EU and for Hillary Clinton to take the White House. And so what you've seen overnight was some solid selling, which has since rebounded as investors come to the table and kind of try to gauge who will benefit under a Trump White House.
The peso is really what's taken the biggest beating here. I think it's down the limit, at least at one point today. Why and what does that mean?
The peso has been the proxy bet in this election. It's the second most liquid emerging market currency. And so if your view is that emerging markets, particularly Mexico, are going to be hit by harder trade barriers, that is where you will see selling pressure. The peso has actually come back a bit this morning, so it's off the lows, but still much weaker. And you're also seeing weakness in other EM currencies that are coming under pressure.
I guess, is there any way of determining whether what we're seeing in the markets is an evaluation of Trump's business acumen, his economic intelligence in any sense, or is this just a kind of knee-jerk reaction to all of the wackiness that's taken place in the campaign?
I think much of this is a knee-jerk reaction. And when we talked to traders this morning, actually most of them spoke about Trump's speech, which they thought softened quite a bit, which might be good for U.S. stocks. They thought, you know, maybe this is a growth story after all. A lot of investors have been sitting on the sidelines heading into this vote. And so maybe now if, you know, cash is high, this might be a time to invest. That said, there is wild uncertainty in the market. Treasuries have been moving rapidly, which has been boosting bank shares today. Hopefully they'll be able to make more money on the lending that they do. But that said, besides financials and healthcare stocks, which have gotten a big boost at the morning, a lot of the implications are still more diffuse and unknown.
British Prime Minister Theresa May, you know, said right away that, yes, we're out of the EU at the conclusion of the Brexit vote. And then, of course, her ascension to leading the UK. Since then, it's been very, very difficult to know how that's going to proceed. You could make the argument that Trump's in kind of the same position. We will cancel NAFTA. We will repeal Obamacare. We will do all these draconian things. But it's going to take a lot of time to figure that out. And I'm wondering if the markets are prepared for that.
I think the markets have some sense that we're going to be in for a few rocky days, that through the end of November, we could see, you know, wild volatility and wild gyrations. But after that, the story may not change meaningfully. We may get big investment on infrastructure projects. We may see, higher payments to healthcare companies and better margins for insurers. And so that's where you're seeing the initial bets. Elsewhere in the market, you're seeing, you know, kind of a head-in-your-hands approach where investors aren't sure how long it's going to take for these policies to come to fruition. And so they're not sure where they should start positioning. Earlier this year, Deutsche Bank put out a list of stocks that they thought would do better under a Trump or Clinton victory. And honestly, the moves haven't really paid off yet.
No, they've all done poor.
Yeah.
Exactly. You should have stayed away from all of these. Eric Platt is the U.S. capital markets correspondent for the Financial Times. Eric, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.